Today's daf is Mayit Katan daf Yud Aleph. Mayit Katan Yud Aleph. We left off on Yud Amud Beis. We actually reached the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We reached Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the third line. Thank you, Hirsch. Correct. We reached the third line for the top of the page. We're five lines, as Hirsch said, from before the Mishnah. We'll continue discussing the things that are permissible on Chol HaMoed. Says the Gemara, Rav Shor L'chi Bar Ashi. Rav allowed it. He paskin the B'chi Bar Ashi is able to Migdal Erche B'chul HaMoed. He can make fish traps. Chol HaMoed, the Gemara is going to explain very clearly. These fish traps were not Uman. They weren't the fish traps of the craftsmen, it was the fish trap of the regular people, Amami, and therefore it's mutter, my time up, my sehedyidu, it's a my sehedyid, aval izli, Rashi, jump into Rashi, second line from the top of the page, second line, Rashi says izli, rishasle shesadu ba'ifas, these are traps that have made the bird nets, to trap birds, that's considered more of a ma'isa uman, says Gemara, that's us or my time, a ma'isa umanu, that is a ma'isa uman, says Magen Avram, so too, if you come in to trap fish, with fish nets, with a type of trapping that is more of a ma'isa uman type of trapping, that would also be prohibited, ask the Magen Avram. Whether you're trapping birds, whether you're trapping fish, that's mamish eichel nefesh. That's Spitz classic eichel nefesh. Why on earth would that not be mutter? Wouldn't eichel nefesh be malach that's mutter on Chol HaMoed for food? Answers Magen Avraham that there's different types of eichel nefesh. There's eichel nefesh, which is you're doing an act which is more directly related to the food prep. So fixing the oven, which we discussed in the prior Gemaras, to come up again in the next Gemara, preparing an oven even, that's directly, you need the oven to cook the food. But gathering the food itself, ironically enough, without the actual ingredients, you can't cook. But the point is trapping the fish, trapping the birds, it's already consider a step earlier in the process, and perhaps that's not included in the same regular hetter of eichel nefesh. Interesting, you say from the Magen Avraham. Even if you want to tell me it's not eichel nefesh to hetter, I'm not sure why it's not nichlal in the hetter of tzorchei hamayid. We've had different hetterim. Maybe eichel nefesh, maybe it's eichel nefesh is a form of tzorchei hamayid. But my understanding was that there's a separate category of eichel nefesh versus tzorchei hamayid. Eichel nefesh can be mutter on yontif itself again eichel hamayid. But there's a hetter of tzorchei hamayid. Why would that not be mutter on eichel hamayid? I'm not sure. Says my Rav Yudashar Le'ami. Tanura, or viewed aloud, Ami, the one who used to make the ovens, he used to allow the Migdal Tanuri to build up the new ovens on Chol HaMoed. Well, Rabbi Asvi, and Rabbi Asvi used to build these sieves, he used to make kalim that were sieves, he allowed them to make the Malta, to make sieves of Chol HaMoed. The reason, of course, is because the sieves and the ovens were going to be used by people for cooking food, for preparing food for Yantav itself. That's permissible. You're doing it on the mind, for the mind. That was permissible. Ain't he asked the Gemara, you tell me how to build ovens, but tell your Rabbi Shmuel, v'shavashen goyim tana b'chatila. But we had a price, which Rashi points out, it's not sure where the price is, because we had a price earlier, which were the Meshitas, and they seem to agree that you could make an oven. They disagreed. The guy for the Rechaim, if you could gouge the hole, right? We had a discussion, the Rishayim, what it means, making oven, are you just putting the components together, or you're mamish building it from scratch? Mamish, okay, but here we have some sort of a price that says that everyone agrees you cannot make an oven b'chatila, and Rabbi Huda allowed, he's an Amayra, and he allowed the Ami Tanura to make an oven on Yom Tov Chol HaMoed. How does that work? Answers the Gemara like Kasha. In the summertime, it's permissible. The idea being in the summertime, it dries quickly, it cures quickly, and the oven's made faster, and therefore it's less of a tirich, less of an issue. Whereas in the winter, it takes more time to cure, and therefore it's no good. Right? Yishmak and Terence. Winter, summer. Problem is, Chol HaMoed only comes twice a year. Shavuos doesn't even have Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is Sukkot and Pesach. And Sukkot and Pesach are really neither. They're not winter or summer. They're really the end of winter, the beginning before winter, or right before summer, right? It's the Pesach is the end of winter before summer, and Sukkot is the end of summer, leading into winter, but they're not really either, says Rashi. Rashi, if you address the question, Rashi is beautiful. Rashi says, Enechami, over here, Yemaisa Chama means literally, even though typically Yemaisa Chama is a description of summer, and Yemaisa Chama, days of rain, is a description of winter. But over here, days of sun means literally sunny days. And because we're talking about Pesach and Sukkot. And days of rain means rainy days. And what we're saying is very simple. If Chol HaMoed is a rainy day, it's going to be harder for the oven to cure, to dry, and therefore it's more of a tircha to make the oven, therefore you cannot do it. When it's a sunny day, you're able to make the oven because it cures faster. It's not so tircha. It's going to be permissible. So it means literally sunny days. And rainy days, not winter versus summer in this particular Gemara. Says the Mishnah. You're allowed to make a mica, that's the railing, that's like the fencing around the roof or around the porch. Maisa hedyet, you're allowed to do the maisa hedyet, although maisa uman. You're allowed to do maisa hedyet, but you cannot do maisa uman, the work of a craftsman. Again, maisa hedyet is mutter, maisa uman is asr. It says the Ritva, and this is a discussion, if Pashtas, we say many of the other Rishayim don't agree with Ritva because of their silence. Ritva speaks out of here that we're talking about not a case of a mica of a mitzvah. We've discussed in the past that the Agdarim, that one needs to have a mica that's really a mitzvah to achiv deraisa, a mitzvah deraisa, to make this obligation, make the fence, we make a bracha, would only be if it's a fence around an area that meets the following criteria. You need to make a fence, of course, that's 10 tefachim high, It's got to be in, sorry, it's got to be an area that's at least 10 tachim off the ground. It's got to be an area that's 4 amas by 4 amas. It has to surround, the fence has to surround an area that's 4 amas by 4 amas. It has to be a place where there's dwelling underneath it, which eliminates many of the porches and many, like whether it's a front porch, the front of a house, a back porch, the back of a house, or in these buildings, you have porches that jut out from the building, but there's no dwelling underneath them. That eliminates a lot of these porches from having this essay of building, of making a micah. And furthermore, it's got to be a place which people walk on. If it's a place where there's, it's a rooftop that people could walk on the rooftop, but no one does. No one goes there for whatever reason. It's not so accessible. People don't go there. That also wouldn't need a micah. It has to be a place where people access, people go, and it's got to be a place where people dwell underneath. And 4 amas by 4 amas. That's all the gderim. But we left out one important. This, we've said this, spoken about all this in the past. But one important could be left out, which I noticed yesterday. It's really Shevet Levi or Vozer brings Shem Chazanish, and that is that there's an assay and there's a license. We actually mentioned this. There's the assay of making the ma'ikah with the mitzvah, the bracha. There's the license say of the sasam dam mevescha. Don't leave a potential chiyuv of spilling blood in one's house. Even if one is not mechuyev to make a ma'ikah beside the mitzvah because it doesn't meet the criteria, it still may meet the chiyuv of the lav. So, meaning, let's say you have an area that no one dwells underneath it. So no, there's no dwelling. It's not a bedroom underneath. It's not like a porch, like a rooftop porch patio where you have dwelling underneath it. It's its own separate porch. There's no chiyuv of ma'ikah mitzvah asay. But they still listed that if people go there all the time on that porch and open a fence, someone could fall down and hurt themselves. Avada is still chiyuv leisasam dam mevesecha. So avada that lav will still be there, just not the asay, just not the bracha. Okay, getting back to our Mishnah, says the Ritva, we must be talking about a case where there's no mitzvah. Our Mishnah says you can only build a ma'ikah, which is a ma'isa hegit, must be a case where there is no chiyuv mitzvah derives, because if there was, that was, of course, could be tzarech hamayit. If I have a mitzvah, ain't tzarech gadol mazeh, of course a mitzvah would be a tzarech, and I would be able to build a proper micah, not just a temporary one, not just a ma'isa hayyit, as Isaac the Ritva. The other mefarshim, other shayna, other paiskim, are silent on the matter, which would seem to that they disagree. Comes along the ma'adim azmanim, and yes, what's takap shat? The Ritva is a very shtaker taina. How is a mitzvah not called tzarech hamayit? If there's a mitzvah derives to put up micah, that should be tzarech hamayit, and therefore that should allow for putting up the micah. Answers Rosh Tarmach. And save your mind in his bottom. Rosh Tarmach wants to suggest that the other place are understanding that what the Mishnah is saying is Hagufa. You're able to satisfy the mitzvah deraisa by putting up this kind of temporary, this ma'isa hegit is sufficient. The Mishnah actually say it's mamish kutzavet afra, which is a chiddush. That's sufficient. That's just kind of branches and bushes, just like you're putting up some like a temporary type of makeshift wall. Interesting, that'll be sufficient in the long term. Okay, but at least temporarily, that's enough to be mekayim the chiyuv deraisa, says Rosh Tarmach. And therefore, since ma'isa hegit mekayim the chiyuv deraisa is not called tzarech hamayit. You don't say it's tzarech hamayit to build a ma'ikah in a umadikah fashion because they don't need that for the mitzvah. Once the mitzvah is satisfied with a ma'isa hegit, that's good for the Mishnah saying, therefore I can do a ma'isa hegit. Whereas the Ritva would say, even then, since it's a mitzvah deraisa, you'd be allowed to do ma'isa umad. And the Mishnah is talking about a case where it's not a mitzvah deraisa, only a mitzvah derabanan. Okay, says the Mishnah further, Shafan has a stock, and when you talk about we were discussing the oven, back to the ovens again. If you have a crack in the floor of the oven, you can smear plaster over the crack with magila, ice magila, and you can roll over the plaster with like a roller. We discussed that roller idea in the past regarding rooftop plastering. Try to make a little bit of a slope that the rain should roll off. Beyad, so you have to use this magila's roller. Beyad of regal. Sounds like for me in the mission, the Gemara is going to qualify this a little different, but we're going to read the mission now the way it sounds. You got to use the roller, or your hand, or your foot. We'll see. The Gemara doesn't mean that actually three different options. It's going to be only two options. We'll see. Avalim machslayim, but you can't use machslayim as like a mat. It's like a wooden block that you used to use to roll back and forth to flatten everything out. That you can't use. That's already like a kli of the umman that you cannot use to flatten out the plaster in the oven on chalamoy. That's already too much of a ma'isa umman, and it's not necessary. Hatsir, batsiner, akir, vamanal, vavtech, shinishbur. These are all components of the door. So if you have the pivot, the socket, if you have the lintel, the lock, or the key, and any of them broke, misakim amay. That's of course classic davar oven. You can't secure your house. You can't close the door properly. You can't secure your house. People come in and steal. So the davar oven, you're allowed to fix those on chalamayit, uvashi eskav lasis melachtem mamayit. But not that it's one specifically has mind to delay the chalamayit. If he has mind to delay, if he says, you know what, it's a couple days to chalamayit, a couple days to yamtiv, let me just leave it for now. We'll be home yamtiv. Chalamayit, I have time because I can't do other stuff. I'll do chalamayit, chas v'shalom. You're not allowed to delay melachtem dan yamtiv. If it happened, too close, and he didn't have a chance to do it before yamtiv, wasn't able to, and now it's chalamayit, it's called davar oven, he's allowed to do it yamtiv. But to delay it purposely to chalamayit that he cannot do, it's really the basic idea behind taking, why the chazal asked for taking haircuts, right? Taking haircuts. cutting one's fingernails, achal amayin, is because there's a concern that a person is going to say, right now I'm very busy, I'm trying to chabrayin before Yom Tov. Come Yom Tov, I'm going to have a lot of time, achal amayin, I won't have time, I won't be busy doing work, I'll have time to now cut my nails and cut my hair. We don't want the person to delay and specifically wait for achal amayin, and he's going to come at Yom Tov, meguna, not properly kept, not groomed properly, because he's waiting for achal amayin. So the chamo, we're knast, that one who didn't cut his hair or his nails before Yom Tov cannot cut achal amayin. If he did, then he can. If he didn't, then he cannot. That's actually Rashi brings the tshuva over there. By pashas, we don't cut our hairs on we don't shave bechal, cut our hairs on Yom Tov either. Rashi brings the tshuva. One of the svara Rashi brings got to be shaving for those that want to be matter. Rashi says a person should not rely on this. He said very clearly that I forget if he has used lashon manefesh. I think it's not just a strong lashon manefesh. Often is like someone who really wants to be machmer, should machmer. I think over here it's even less than that. If I remember correctly, his lashon. But either way, Rashi the tshuva is right. The got to be shaving achal amayin. The biggest svara l'hakel is that the hairs that are there achal amayin, a person who shaved before Yom Tov, particularly people that shave all the time, every day. If you shave, the person who's so makbe, can't go on without shaving chal amayin, is typically a person that shaves every day. The person shaved every day, so he shaved before Yom Tov, so he already was makayim what Chazal was asking for. And furthermore, he couldn't shave the hairs that are there chal amayin before Yom Tov because they weren't there. He wasn't able to shave those hairs because they weren't there. Therefore, says Ramesha, that would be a smar l'hakdal to allow those people to shave on chal amayin because those hairs that only came on chal amayin, it's like a person got out of jail. He had no choice. He couldn't take hair until now. He's allowed to. So this is like a person came out of jail. Those hairs, like got to be these new hairs. It's like you don't have a chance to do it. Okay, but getting back to our Mishnah was saying to delay on purpose fixing the door to chal amayin, that you can't do. But if it happens that it broke around that time, then you are able to fix the chal amayin. Lastly, says the Mishnah, v'chol, any pickled food that wants to be able to eat from the pickling on Yom Tov, so then kaifshin, you'll have to pickle it on Chol HaMoed. If you're going to be able to eat it before Yom Tov is over, you can pickle Chol HaMoed. Otherwise, you can't pickle Chol HaMoed for eating, for Chanukah time, for eating down the road, that you're not allowed, or for eating even for a week after Yom Tov, that you can't do. Says the Gemara, hey, chidami ma'isehedyet, what's called ma'isehedyet? A fencing or railing of ma'isehedyet. Rav Yosef Amar b'hutz v'dafna says, hutz v'dafna. We've had this earlier in the Masechta already. It's like the palm branches, or these different like branches of these types of branches of laurel. It's like branches and bushes. It's a very temporary type of. It's not a very strong, a fixed structure. It's more of a you're taking like the psalos karam yakov and you're making a fence out of it. Masisa dana, and we had the same thing earlier as well. And the Brisa has taught. You know what another form is of a ma'isehedyet is sar b'tzrar v'ena tachpatit. Piling up the stones one on top of the other to create a stone wall without putting plaster between, without actually cement it in and making it fully as sturdy. That's also again in a ma'isehedyet that's permissible on chol hamoed, but not to make a proper full fledged cemented wall. Shafin as estakam magila as aisa magila. We said in the Mishnah that he's able to smear plaster over the cracks and roll over with the roller. Ask more hash magila amr shari bad regal mibay. If the Mishnah says you can roll over with the roller, that's like more of a professional kli. And then it says or biyad regal, or you could smooth it out with your hand with your foot. Hand with the foot is like a shinai. The roller is like a real maisuman. So if you tell me you can do the roller, obviously you can do the hand and the foot. It says, "Mar, you're right." Tachkamar shafin esastakinu magila esabe kein magila biyad v'regel. You plaster over the cracks, and you can flatten them by foot or by hand, similar to the way you would have done it with the roller. But you can't use the roller. The roller itself you can't use. And similarly, avle machslayim, you cannot use the machslayim either. You cannot use this block, this wooden block. Also, this wooden mat, the wooden block. So both these things are not able to be used because those are things that are more done by an uman, but doing with one's hand or foot in a more ma'isehedyet type of way, that is what's permissible. So it comes out when the Mishnah says magilas magila biyad regel, it means you're allowed to roll it not with a roller, roll it with the hand and foot as if you would have done with the roller, but you got to do with the shinoi, namely with the hand and foot. Says more further, we said in the Mishnah about the door tzir v'tziner. The kaira, so that's the tzir is the pivot, the tzir is of course the socket, kaira is the crossbeam across the top, or otherwise known as the lintel. When it comes to like a window or a door, we call that crossbeam across the top a lintel. Manuel is the lock. The mafteich is the key. Shinish proof. Any of these things broke, misakim might. You'll have to fix them on chalamay. That's all quoted from the Mishnah. Esmar v'minu v'stira. We learned in the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah which is quoted in Ma'aseh Sheni. The Mishnah says, "Ad yama v'yipatzish makim shalayim." Until his days. Whose days? Mishnah talking about. They're talking about the Mishnah Yechon Kagadol. Until the Yechon Kagadol, a hammer was heard in Yishlayim on chalamay. But from his days, they were guys. You don't hear a hammer anymore. Adam of incense, more merciful Zafras, Mikamel Gloy. Dafka till his days, we heard such hammers. Afterwards, sounds like from the Mishnah, we no longer heard hammers. You weren't able to use hammers. So, how are you fixing the door components without the hammers? Lechur, it's a steer to our Mishnah, which allows it. The Mishnah is going to bring four answers. First one, the Mishnah is going to have a kashan. So, the Mishnah is going to be four answers. Mishnah will ask kashan the first, and then make three more answers. Says the Mishnah. Kash, answer number one. Like kashan, Menachvi, Benafchi, which is the blacksmiths, Kamba Nagri. The mission over there in my Shani, where Yechon Kagad prohibited the hammer, is Nafchi, the blacksmiths. What are they doing? They're banging hammer on metal. Metal on metal makes a massive cling, a big sound. That's prohibited. Whereas, Bidanagri, Nagri is wood. Nagri is the carpenters, the wood. Hammer on wood, that doesn't make such a noise. That's permissible. Maskar of Chiz, asked on this first teretz, this chilik. So our mission is talking about carpenters, that's permissible. The mission over there in my Shani is talking about metal, which is prohibited. Ask Rav Chizda. Color, people are going to say, Yaimru, color Rabba, Aser, color Zuter, Shari, loud sound is Aser, soft sound is permissible. That's going to be the Chilik, it's going to be very, it's not really a Gishmaka Hagdara that you tell me that you can't build, you can't do Maisa Umman, so loud noise is a problem, soft noise is not a problem, not Mastaver. Elam Rav Chizda, Lekasha, answer number two, Haba Magli, Haba Chatzini. The mission over there is talking about the chatzini. Chatzini is axes. Axes make a lot of noise. So it's not just the a little noise versus a lot of noise. It's essentially no noise versus some noise. When you come with an axe, it makes noise. Axes, when they chop, make noise. Magli is a saw. We're not talking about these days. We have electric saw. We're talking about a hand saw. Hand saws don't really make noise, and therefore that's permissible. The Mishnah by us is talking about the hand saw, which is permissible. The Mishnah of the Maaseh Sheni is talking about the axe, which is prohibited. That's answer number two. Answer number three, Papamar, we're going to answer more than the stick because that's talking about the hammer on metal and hammer on the wood. Now we're up to answer number three, Papamar, Kanka Gezerah, Kanach Gezerah, simple. Over here, Amish is talking about before the Gezerah. The Mishnah of this is talking about after the Gezerah. After Gezerah, you can't do anymore. That Amish is talking about after the Gezerah, Amish is talking about before the Gezerah. Problem with that answer is that Rabbi Yechonah Kangada lives long before our Mishnah. So if Amish is talking about before the Gezerah, and that Mishnah after Gezerah, our Mishnah is after Yechim and Gagadol. So the way the Rishonim actually want to say it, what it means is, our Mishnah, they never heard of the Gezerah. Our Mishnah is going that they never heard of this Gezerah. That's interesting, a big, more Mechilish Katayich in the words, but it fits this logic much better. Our Mishnah is going about when they never heard the Gezerah, and therefore it's Matar. That Mishnah is going with the Gezerah. So it's essentially Machlokes, whether or not there was such a Gezerah for Yechim and Gagadol. Our Mishnah is there was no such Gezerah. That Mishnah is there was a Gezerah. That is answer number three. Answer number four, Vashi Amar, Harabu Dar Beisi. It's Machlokes Bidar Beisi. This will come up later in the staff, on this staff. Again, we're in the list, Amud, Daf Yad Aleph, Amud Aleph, list, Amud in the first parak. It's going to come up in this Daf again. We touched on this thing yesterday, as recently as yesterday, it'll come up, I believe, again today, that what? Amachlekes Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda, like Gabe, whether or not one has to make a Shinui, when he's doing Malacha, when he's doing a Malacha, when a Malacha is Mutter Chalamayit, he still makes a Shinui. What does it mean? Let's see inside, Amar Abitzah Ravdimi, Mantan Hashini B'mayit Davar Avad, who said that you have to make a Shinui? Even when by Davar Avad, when you do Malacha, he still got to do with a Shinui. Who's the author? Like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. I'm saying it's Rabbi Yehuda. Essentially, it's not Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Amar Avina, Kema Maglina Inna, Kamaisa, Kavusa, Tedasha, Bechul, Damaida, Kema Kerbesi. Who do we nowadays allow to put the lintel back on top of the door in the usual way without having a Shinoi? It's like Kerbesi. Kerbesi is not Makbet. Once you're saying that Maisum is Mutter because of a Davar oven, it's Mutter even without a Shinoi. You don't have to do any Shinoi. Rabbi Yehuda is one of us have to do a Shinoi. A very Gishmak. So our Mishnah that's allowing to fix the door in the normal fashion is Kerbesi. The Mishnah there that was worried about the Xera from Bechin Kangadal to not be fixing things in regular manner, that is like Rabbi Yehuda. He was one of the main Xeras. He's worried he got to do with the Shinoi. But our Mishnah doesn't hold like that. It's a Machlekes Mitu Mishnai. So we have four different answers how to make a decision between our Mishnah, the Mishnah, and Maisa Sheni. Says the Mishnah, if we mark further, we said that the Mishnah, you allow to pickle anything which you will eat it on Mayan. Kiv Kvashan Shiachalach Mayan, Kaivshan is permissible to pickle. Bedisa Lavari Kavri, very interesting Shpachavir, so story time. Achalamayan, the river of Bedisa, this Mamisha, it's a very cryptic description of the story. The Bedisa River, which was at a place called Lavai, it got drained out. The water got dried up, which happens. There's ravines over here by us in Toronto, right in this neighborhood, over these blocks over here, and over the years have been more full, and some years they got totally drained out. Now what happens is, it's a ravine. If there were fish there, it was such a river, if there were fish there, the fish become stranded. So, Bedisa Lavoy Kavri, the Bedisa River dried out, leaving the fish stranded. That's all somehow in those words. Azokul Abba Sud Aisi Kivra. Everyone went out to chop the fish. There's tons of fish there sitting waiting for the taking. They went to chop it, but this happened, of course, on Chalamayin. Sharulu but Rava Lememach. So there's me two versions of the story. Let's see version number one. Sharulu Rava Lememachay Minayah. Rava said it's permissible for them to salt the ones that weren't needed for Yabdib, to salt them, to steep them in salt. That was, they didn't have refrigeration back then. That's how they would store them. Rava allowed them to store them in salt. Amay Abaye Vatanam. We learned in our Mishnah. Kvashmu Yachalechalel Mehem. Only the ones that you're pickling that you're going to eat from an ayantif could you pickle. But to pickle after chalamay that you can't do, that seems pretty clear from the inference of our Mishnah. And how are you allowing it, Rava? It's against our Mishnah. Really, Rava says, everyone gathered fish for eating ayantif. They took it off to eat ayantif. So they allowed to take it. Now that they're home, and they see they took 10 fish and only three is necessary for Yontif, so seven are extra. But now that they only seven are extra, it's going to be a pseida to let them spoil, and therefore for davar of it, it's mutter. Says Rav, ishavak l'pseida, if they leave, it's going to be a pseida. You know what it's similar to? Gemara we had yesterday, kipakmachia of a dummy. It's like the person who has wares, who bought a lot of wares, and if he doesn't get rid of them, they're going to spoil, so he's not going to sell them a yontif. That's not called stop doing business yontif. That's davar of it. That's permissible. This is also like business wares that are a davar of it, a dummy, mishari, and they're permissible. That is version number one of the story. Version number two takes a step further. Rav is even more makel. According to version number one, had they not taken it yet, Rav would say, you can't take more than what you need. He would agree to buy it based on interpretation from Mishnah, can't take more than what you need. Once they took it with das, that maybe they'll need it, once they have it already, it's davar of it if they don't properly look after it. Vigadarmi, some say the story was as follows. Shalom Rav Lamed said, Mezel, Isomilich, he allowed them to go lechatchila. Catch, it's funny, Lashon, catch, they already were caught. But to go and gather as much fish as possible in this dried out river, bring them home and to salt them. It's the same kash for our Mishnah, only that which you're going to pickle and use on Yantav itself is mutter. Anything which you're using after Yantav, you can't pickle on Yantav. So how you allow them to pickle, to salt it, to save it for later? Says Gemara Amalei. These can be eaten through pressing. If you press it, meaning they are fit to eat. So according to this Teretz, Rav is just saying, as long as they're fit to eat, that's sufficient. You don't have to actually be intent to eat them. As long as they're fit to eat, we have the Gemara in Beit Sittaf Yud Beis. So we shall this through the morning shear, and then afterwards, I mentioned Rabbi Kanan and Sushdel, and he said that in the notes in one of the Gemaras, I think in the Sifta, in one of the words, they actually make the same Sushdel, the Gemara Daf Yud Beis, where we had, I think he remembered offhand, of course, the exact Daf Yud Beis, in Beitza, and the I think it was Amir of Ada, I think he said it was, who made a trick, and he kept taking up pieces of meat and saying, let me salt it, because I'm going to use this one. You know what? Let me switch and maybe use a different one. He did like a trick. He did like a purposeful trick to get all the pieces of meat salted, as if maybe they're going to be the ones that are going to be used in order to salt all those meat and preserve after Yantim. So like a direct trick was permissible. Same idea over here. Rav is saying each one could theoretically have been eaten, and therefore you're allowed to salt it. And even though once you salt it, that's going to make it the way they're salting it now. Let's not forget, if they're salting it just for Yantim, you don't got to do so much salting. Salting it to save it for a long time is much more salting. If you remember from Bilchas Malicha, we know the halacha is that one who's salting, one is planning to eat the meat roasted over a fire, needs much less salting, because when you roast it, the blood drips out and the fire draws out the blood. When you're cooking it in its own liquid, you're cooking it in juices, you're cooking it in its own liquid, that's much more of a concern of the dam. Then you have to salt it for salting it from a visual purposes is the same way you salt it to preserve for a long time. It's a much larger amount of salt. So that's a much larger amount of salt. That should render it unfit to eat that by itself. So that itself should be a direct stira. Says Rav, no, because you could press it. Like Mar's going to say, Ki had the Shmuel of the Shita Naitzi Bachel. He did 60 pressings for something that was freshly salted and he was able to eat it, so too over here. Ravik Labeir Shkusa, similar story, Ravik Shkusa, Avle Shitin Etsi Vachlan, they found the fish that had been salted, and it was freshly salted, but they pressed it 60 times and got rid of the salt and made it edible. Ravik Labeir Shapar, another mice related to the same type of idea. Isla Kamehu Kiver, they weren't found a certain fish. Tilsa Bishula, a third of which was boiled. Tilsa Michlub, a third of which was just salt, and the salt alone had taken care of some of the cooking, the properties of that need to make it ready to eat. And last third, Tilsa Tavi was taka broiled, the last third of it was broiled. Amarav. Amli Adda Tzaita. Adda, the fisherman told me as follows. We're going to have four members from Rav to end the parrot. Adda Tzaita told me, Kivra Samach L'Misri Mali. Interestingly enough, fish is, you know when it's at its best? When it's about to putrefy, when it's about to become spoiled, right before that's the best. So you think, most people say until today, very different. That Tyson's already jumps to this right away. We'll get to Tyson in a second. But fish, fresh fish is the most important, the best thing. The second, every day gets is not fresh, is yuck. So maybe that's not true even according to him. But you know when it's really the best? When it's about to get spoiled. Interesting. Okay. Famarav, another memram about fish. Amalei Adi Tzaida, the fisherman Ada told me, Kivra Tavi Bachui, the healthy way to fish is to broil it with his brother. What's his brother? Fish come from the sea. Salt comes from the sea salt. The best way to eat fish is to broil it with salt. That's the best way, the healthiest way to eat the fish. Asuki Bavua, and then place it in its father. What's the father of the fish? Water. Place the fish in its water. After you boil it, place it back in its water. Umichli berei, and eat it with the sun. What's the sun? A sun is the broth, the fish broth. When you cook fish, some juices, fats ooze out of it. When you get the gefilte fish with the gel, that's the gel that comes from the bones and the skins. It creates like a gel. That fish broth, that should be, so you should soak it after it's boiled, soak it in its father, put it in its father in water, and then eat it with its son, namely the broth, ishti alay avua, and then afterwards drink its father, drink water afterwards. Discussion, does that mean that literally seawater, where the fish comes from, that water is tafka, or any water should be eaten, drunk after one eats fish. Vamarav, amli adasayda, the fisherman told me, karvatachli bechavla, if one is eating fish, cress, they typically tachli as cress, bechalva, and milk. So after he eats these foods, litam gufe, he should make sure to give his body some stress, meaning with activity, I don't know if it means literally lift some weights, but it means go on a walk, do some exercise, as opposed to vleilat tepuria. Don't make his bed. Don't burden his bed. He should burden his body, stress out his body a little bit, and don't go from eating these heavy foods right into bed, not healthy. From a Rav, that's something, we're going to call for Tesis, that's some of the first stuff we said that we don't focus on, we don't agree with us, this last one, we know that the doctors, all the nutritionists, doctors, anyone who's healthy will tell you, not so healthy to eat a big meal and then plop into bed. It's better to walk around a little bit, walk it off before going into bed. That's exactly this gemara that we do still keep with the Bezman Azeh. V'amar Rav, last gemara of the parak, Amarli Ad Tzayda, Kivet Hachif Kavla. Rav said also that Ad the Fish Potomi, one who eats fish, cress, and milk, again, Maivle Shechmer, it's better to drink water afterwards and not beer. And if he doesn't have water, then he has beer. Better beer, shikra, flechamra, better beer than wine. Before you say the word tadrin, jump into Taisvis. Taisvis says, kivra samach le mischre mali. The best time to eat the fish is when it's about to spoil. Uvizmana zezok Taisvis, tafsin sakana le mechel samach le sirsun, le sirchun. We say that to eat it right before it's about to spoil is a sakana. You're playing with fire, it's dangerous. You're about to eat spoiled fish, potentially spoiled fish. That's the danger. We don't do that. Furthermore, the next line of Rav, vagamishasi Allah, Mishdela Avua, to drink the father, meaning to drink the fish, the seawater, together with it. Dharma Basamach Damali, which we say in our Gemara was good, right next to the other Gemara we said it was good before. We don't do that either. What's the pshat? We're saying exactly opposite of Bezman Azeh. Our medical opinions are exactly opposite. It's Taisus, big aside, it's really a two part teretz. Number one, Shamil Shtanu, Kimayur Fuisha Bashas. Maybe that things have changed, Teva has changed, nature has changed, people have changed, just like the other Fuisha Bashas that we say you're not allowed to rely on those Fuis. It's dangerous. It's dumb of Allah, the person who relies on those Fuis, that it says in the Gemara without realizing that those were said in those times, for those people, based on, as Rav Shmuel Goyen says, based on the science of those days, even, you could say for them, even without getting to Shinna Teva, but the Tesis over here seems to be alluding to the idea of Nishtano, things have changed, but even without that, the medicine, information, knowledge has changed. You can't go on what they knew back then and what they believe, what they understood back then, and based on the body type back then. For now, Vishema, Nishtanu, Kamer Fuas, Shabashas, we just said, Shana Tevis, Pizman Azet, don't work Pizman Azet, Ishema, Narist above Malut Vay. Two things. Maybe it's taka different ingredients. The water is above will taka different than the water is everywhere else in the world, number one. And maybe the water is above themselves are different now than they were back then. And maybe also our bodies change and the medicines don't work. But the point is, we cannot rely on those older Fuas, we cannot rely on these old remedies, the Tevis. So not a kasha that we don't do Pizman Azet, because things have changed. It's not in some sort of rationalist, new age way of looking at things. This goes back already. This idea goes back already to Taisus. Rav Shmuel Goyen already also discusses this concept. Okay, Hadilach Mashkin Beis Hashlachim. Mazel Tov, start the new parak Yud Alef Beis. Mishafek, we're going to get to, and we point out we started the Masechta, that the first part of the Masechta, really first half deals with Chalamay Dinim, and the second half deals with Avelos. Interestingly, this Mishnah Gemara does start to segue already into Avelos, but again, we'll get to the core of Avelos coming up in a couple of bat. Okay, says the Mishnah. Mishafek says that one who turned over his olives. So his olives are ready for the stage to be pressed. And if he leaves it as such, it's actually going to spoil. It's bad for the olives. Vira Elvel, and then became an Elvel. He came into a period of mourning for one of his closest relatives, where he's not supposed to be doing work now. Ainus, or somewhere, or now this next day talks about where it's close to Yomtiv, and he wanted to press the house before Yomtiv, and Ainus happened. Some sort of accident happened, and he couldn't do it before Yomtiv. He hired workers, and they didn't show up. This is unfortunately a very common refrain these days with labor shortages, that this type of idea happened before Yomtiv, and as Yomtiv came, and now he didn't get a chance to press the olives. They're sitting there ready to be pressed for days, and the workers didn't show up. What does he do? Says the Mishnah, Tayin Kaira Rishena. The first beam of the first pressing, you could do that on Chalam Moed. The second pressing you normally do afterwards, you wait. Because once you do the first pressing, you've salvaged most, your losses already mitigated by a lot, and you're okay. When you do the rest of after Mayan, Divir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, no. So again, here you see a case where Rabbi Yehuda is being machmer to just do the first level, but not more, and Rabbi Yehuda is being meko to allow for doing in the usual manner. The third time we had the 2 days, we had today about Rabbi requiring a Shinoi, Rabbi Yehuda not requiring a Shinoi, Rabbi requiring a Shinoi. We had yesterday the same idea, and here we have Rabbi Yehuda being machmer for just do the first pressing, and basically allow him to do all the regular pressing in a regular manner and to salvage these olives in the regular way on Chalamayit. Okay. The problem is, we never addressed what you do about the case of Avil. We had two cases where this Einus or Poylem didn't show up, which also was seen by case of Einus, so you're allowed to do it on Chalamayit. What happened in the first case? Avelus wasn't necessarily related to Yomtiv. The guy became an Avil in the middle of the year, and he's not have to wait a full Avelus, full 7 days, till he's able to press the olives. The problem, ask the Gemara, Pasuk Avil, Vesayim Mayid. He started off with the din of Avil, and now you switch to Mayid. What's going on? What is the talk of the din? You never went back to the din of Avil. Says the Gemara, two possibilities, and they're opposite. Possibility number one, Amr Shishbar Davidi, Zaysa Marist, Ramur Tarba Mayid. Asur Bebe Evle. You're right, things that are mutter, the reason why the Mishnah went and brought up the case, but then only went on to explain the din by Mayid, because by Mayid is taka mutter, whereas even things that are mutter by Mayid remain Asur by an Avel. So by Avel, taka have to let it sit and wait till left Avelos. That is Rav Shisha, Braid of Indy's answer, is interpretation of the Mishnah. Rav Ashi says opposite approach. When the Mishnah explains it's mutter chalamayid, I don't have to tell you that it's mutter by the Avel, because Madach is mutter by chalamayid. It's for sure about the Avel. Why? Says Amar Vashi, Amar Lim Bay Gamar, Lim Bay Me Evle. I don't gotta tell you the Me Evle, that's permissible. Dimidar Banu Vishari, though, Isser by doing work by Avelos is Drabana. Meaning, we discussed the path that maybe the first day of Avelos is Deraisa Aninas. One day is Pasha Deraisa. The first day of Avelos perhaps is Deraisa. Maybe it is, maybe it's not. The 7 days is surely not Deraisa. But either way, whatever is Deraisa, look up Avelos, the working during Avelos, that's not Deraisa. To not do Malach is not Deraisa. So the working, the pressing the olives would not be a Deraisa, it's only Drabana. So Madach, I don't got to tell you that the Melimabai Me Evlai, the days of Avelos, is only rabbinic. That is permissible. Ushari, Ela Filu, Bemayat, Isra Melach Deraisa, even Chalamayat, which is Nisra Raisa, Bemakam Pseid, the Sharabanan. Even Chalamayat, which is Nisra Raisa, in a case of Pseida, the Rabbanan were Makel. So we got a few points we have to press over here. The first point really is, what's Pshan of Shesha? We're saying over here, which we'll have to get to in a second, this idea that Chalamayit is Simulachas Deraisa, which we know is a massive conversation. We will get right back to that. But we're saying Chalamayit is Deraisa. And Avelos is Drabanan. So what is Taka Pshan of Shesha? Zaysa Maris, that which is Mutter Chalamayit, is Usr on during Avelos. That's the approach of Shesha takes, the little Chumra, that during Avelos, Taka would be Usr to press the olives. Rav Ashi takes the opposite approach. I understand Rav Ashi's approach because Avelos is Drabanan, whereas Chalamayit is Deraisa. How does Rav Shesha say that Avelos, which is Derabanan, is more chomer than Chalamayit, which is Deraisa, unless he argues on that concept, but you don't see where he's arguing. So Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis asks the question, and Tosfos really answers essentially what he said, and we've spoken about many times in the past, we've discussed this, he said, and that is that whenever it comes to Derabanan Deraisa, we always have two ways to approach it. We can always say the simple, which is what we're asking right now in Akasha, that Derabanan is only Derabanan, Deraisa is the Deraisa. It makes more sense to be more machmer by Deraisa than by Derabanan. That's the Suffolk Derabanan, the coolest Suffolk Deraisa, the Chumra. That type of idea, that makes more sense. But sometimes we find we go the exact opposite way. When we want to make some sort of takana, when we're gezeira, we say, Chachamim asu chizik l'dereyim yeisim mishal taira. Derabanan make a chizik for their own words more than the chizik you make for Torah. Why? Because Torah doesn't need the chizik. The Torah stands on its own. People are not going to come to be lax by Torah. People may come to be lax by Derabanans. And therefore, what we mean is as follows. Could be bad sentiments, but there are both cases to put the beam down. But by Drabanan, we are more machmer because it needs protection. And therefore, by Avelos, I was protecting the Avelos, the Drabanan, they would say, we machmer and say, you cannot do the pressing of the olives even once. Whereas on Chalamay, which doesn't need the protection because it's people chab, that's a chamedik, a dindaraisa, therefore it doesn't need protection, and one could press at least the first pressing of the olives. That's a taisus on Avi Beis, along those lines. I don't have to use those exact words, but along those lines, that's a taisus explains. As Tosfos explains this Gemara, okay, but there's a Rush actually who has the Rush has a very geshmak pshat. The Rush says, and it's really going to be clear in the Gemara. The Gemara next Rush is going to be a riot to Rav Shesha. It's going to be a bryce riot to Rav Shesha, and the bryce will take us only to the Baal Naman. We'll go through it rather quickly. I know it's a bit late. We'll go through it rather quickly, but the bryce is going to bring the Gemara is being a bryce which is a riot to Rav Shesha. But one major point in the bryce is going to be that the idea which the Rush borrows from and says is a massive chilek. By Avelos, this guy has Avelos. Everybody around him, talking about from Yidden, they don't have Avelos, and therefore they can do it for him. Avel can't do the work himself, but he can commission someone else to do it for him. That's fine. So let someone else put the beam down on the olives. Whereas by Chalamay, the same way as Chalamay for me, it's Chalamay for you, it's Chalamay for all the Yidden. And therefore, says the Rush, it makes a lot of sense that Avelos is Mochamer to let him do it himself because he has another option. Let someone else do it. Whereas by Chalamayit, it's a tie that more reason to be makel to allow him to do it, because if I don't allow him, I can't allow someone else either. No one can do it, and therefore there's more of a concern for the loss, very geshmak pshat, from the Rush in Rav Shesha, why it should be usher for an avil, which is only drabanan, and mutter for Chalamayit, which is deraisa. Now, on this idea that Chalamayit is deraisa, we've been discussing back and forth from the day Daf Beis the Masechta, where we said in our Gdama, a machlek is whether the malacha on Chalamayit is isteraisa, and it was given over the Rabbanan to qualify when we apply that deraisa, that's one malach, or with all the Gdarm Maisa Hegyet, Tzorchi Rabim, Tzorchi Mayin, Davra Oven, Echel Nefesh, we come up with a Pel De Shem Al Malachal, all these exceptions that Rabbanan came up with, it's really Chiv Dereis, it's Dereis of Du Malacha, and the Torah said, whatever the Rabbanan quantify, whatever they qualify with, this should be, that's what it's Aser, otherwise it shouldn't be Aser. That's one Malach, the other Malach, which the Rush brings, the Torah brings, we just quoted yesterday from the Torah, we quoted the Fez, the Avdala, of Gimel, we quoted yesterday from the Rush, we quoted from the Torah multiple times as well, who say that the Iser on Malacha and Chalomayin is only the Rabbanan. So how on earth do you read this Gemara? The Gemara says very clearly, that Mayavlay, which is Drabanan, you're allowed to press the, I don't have to tell you, you're over the ear, not only over the ear, could you press the olives, even on Chalamay, which is Daraisa, Black and White Gemara, Malacha Daraisa, Issa Malacha Daraisa, still Mutter. How could the Rishonim say it's Drabanan if our Gemara says explicit Daraisa, answers Taisa, was ready to address the question, none of here, Taisa addressed the question, Taisa actually says, Per Kama, Daf Beis, I've already pressed you, explain this, Taisa addressed the question, Taisa says, we quote this for the tour back in Daf Beis, we said for the tour that what Asmachta Balma, yes, this Pesuk Mez Daraisa is Asmachta Balma 100% what mean over here is it's all Drabanans, Avol's Drabanan and Chalamay's Drabanan, but Avol doesn't have the same level of Asmachtas, whereas Chalamay is more stark Asmachtas, and especially goes to Ritzvah's Malach, Asmachtas are more than just a punk the remez Drabanan hang their hat on. The Torah purposely wrote that remez. It gives it more of a little bit more of oomph. So according to that, see more geshmak. The chalamay is more chamer because it's as more clear asmachtas. That is the answer how we have to go according to those rishonim. Okay, says more now. Price. So we're coming out with two opposite sides of the equation. On chalamay, we're saying it's certainly mutter to press it once. That's clear in the Mishnah according to Rabbeis, according to everyone. And Avil, we didn't say clearly what the din is. So if Shesha Bray of Edi says Asur, whereas Ravashi says permissible, now we're going to have a Brysa that backs it from Shisha, and once we quote the beginning of the Brysa, we quote the whole rest of the Brysa, which really gets to the different dinim, what you'll do during Avilus, and it'll take us to the Bab Amid. We'll go through it rather quickly. Tanik of Asur, Shesha Bray of Edi. These following things are things that you could do on behalf of the Avil, so that's others doing it for him, key aside, in the May Evlay. Zaysif Afukh and Tainalov, once his olives are turned over, ready to be, to have the beams pressed on them, you allow to press it for him. Vakadi Lagaf, if his barrel is ready to be sealed, you allow to seal the barrel for him. A mishra, if his flax is ready to be raised out of the mishra, out of the pool that it's soaking in, you do that for him as well. If his wool is ready to be taken out of the vat where they dyed it, so the dyer's vat, so you're allowed to do that for him as well. And they can even water his field when it comes to time of watering the field for him and his bath. You can do all these things. What's the aside? In all these cases, the work's not done, he's going to have a loss, a real loss, and therefore he's allowed to have others do the work for him. Sounds like, by the way, if there wouldn't be a loss, he wouldn't even allow others to do this for him. That's a bechidish. It's not just him doing the work himself. Having others do the work for him is also not permissible if it's not a significant loss. Okay, but the point is very clear over here. Since it's a significant loss, what's he allowed to do? Let others do it for him. Sounds very clearly that for himself to do it would still be usher. One of the cases there is putting the beam on the olives during Avelis. He wouldn't be able to do it himself even though the olives are already turned over. If it's himself doing it, it would be usher. Sounds like dafka decherim. That's the right of Shish Bei Davidi that the interpretation of the mission is that it's usher by Avil. It's only mutter by Chalamayin, but Avil remains usher. Nal Gravashi, who says that's permissible, this Brisa would read better like Rav Shish Bei Davidi. That's the Brisa of Shish Bei Davidi. Once we quote the Brisa, we continue quoting its entirety, and again, like I said, it's going to take us towards the Bamad Amid. There really is a lot in these Gemaras, a lot of Dinim. Halach Lamais, Legabe, Avelus and the Gabi Mayan, but we're gonna go through it rather quickly, just a little bit short on time. Rabbi Aimer, Avzrain Lay said stay near. These other people could also sow for him a field that was already plowed, they could sow it for him because Vasada met this Lipishtan and a field that was designated for flax, they have to also they're able to on his behalf. Again, what's the idea? Because if it's not sown immediately, then you'll lose the plowing. And similarly, if you don't do the flax immediately, then it won't be used, it won't be enough time to plant flax for this year. Says the Gemara Amrilchum said, that's not a taina. That's not the same type of loss. Why? They explain. Imlay Sizra Bifakir, Tizbafil. If you don't sow right away, so you won't get the early season growth by the case where it's plowed already. You'll get the later season growth. Big deal. That's not enough of a reason to allow others, even others, to do it on his behalf right away. And furthermore, Imlay Tizra Pishtan, Tizra Minacher. When you talk about the flax, you're right. It'll be too late for flax. Maskim, too late for flax. The Chum agree. But so what? Who says he has to do flax? If the field is prepared for flax, flax has to be done now. Wait till after Avelis. It's weak. And do something else. Do a different species. Don't do flax. That's not considered enough of a loss to allow even others do it on his behalf during the Avelis. What if his olives are turned over and there's only him? There aren't even any others to do it. The barrel is ready to be sealed. There's no one else but him. Flax ready to be raised from the water. And there's only the Elohim. to take the will of Darius Vatvejimu, and again, in all these cases, he's the only one there, no woman besides him, Arezi Asbatsina. He could do it, but he needs to Batsina. There's a discussion in the Rishonim, some Machlek Rishonim, is Rishonim Gamliel arguing with Tanakama? That would be a simple reading, because Tanakama didn't allow for that option even, and he's introducing this option, sounds like he's arguing, or no. Other Rishonim say, no. He is elaborating that the Tanakama was talking about one case, but he has other options. And Rishonim Gamliel is saying, but there is no other option, if there's no other workers, he can do it himself, but he should make sure to do it, Batsina. Okay, yes, I can remember Shem Gamliel, and my Umm the Rabbin. Furthermore, in a separate din, this is not Batsin anymore. What if he did a job that was serving the public, such as Sapper Ovalon the Rabbin? If he was a worker that served the public, or if he was a barber, or a bath attendant serving the public, Yes, Regal, Ancient Umm Lu, and there's no one else to do it instead of him, he's got to do it because this affects others, and this can be a key point coming up in the future Gemaras. When his refraining from work, even during Avelos, affects others, that's also a heter. He's allowed to do it. Harez Yasa, he can do it. In this case, Mutter, even though it's being done in public, he was stressing before. Do Batsina, this is mutter even in public. Harisim Chachirim, Vakabon invited the Brisa, sharecroppers, those that are Chachirim, they make up like a fixed rate. So instead of a sharecropper, gives a percentage back to the owner. He keeps a percentage, gives the rest back to the owner. Chachirim are those that make up a fixed amount, they're going to give the owner of the field. They'll tend to the field, give a certain amount, and then anything above that goes to them. Or Kabon, they have a fixed, they have more of a salary. They have a salary for doing, for tending to the field. Either way, they kept others do their behalf when they themselves are mourning, but them not doing it alone is not going to cause enough loss. Others do it in their place, and therefore it's permissible. They're only allowed to have others, not to themselves. However, Hachamar Gamal is upon them. Those who lease donkeys, those who lease camels, those who lease boats, Harelu Loyasu. Them, what they're doing is they're lending out these products that they have to make money. That's all profit making. We don't consider profit making a loss. It's not considered a loss, and therefore they cannot do new rentals during that time. However, if they had already lent out these animals for a while, there's a long-term contract in the middle of it. If they don't show up to work, they're going to lose the contract. So it's caused a significant loss not just for the future. They're not just losing the rental that they'd get in this week worth of renting, they're losing out future business. Then they can continue to perform the work themselves even during the Avelis, because we don't want them to lose their pay for this month and for the subsequent month afterwards, which is, of course, a big loss. Plus, the first to explain, it's also a loss to the people that they were hiring them out. Those people had a long-term contract with them, and now they were relying on them, and now they're not there to do the service, the transport services, whatever the services were. That creates a problem for the person that rented out as well. If, however, someone was only renting for the day, even if he's being employed in a different city, where no one recognizes him, no one knows he's an Avelis, so that's like a form of sinna. Still can't do it. Sechir Yaim, there's no excuse to do work. It's not causing anyone significant loss. He can't work during his Avelos. Haysim Alechas Sechir Biyadei, if he had others' work already in his hand that was contracted, Afal Pishik, Kabbalos, now this is a funny lesson, the Marzin address, by the way, even though it was Kabbalos, Kabbalos means there's no time. It was a payment for the job. Get the job done, you get paid, not payment by the hour. Layasa, even though it's payment for the job, he can't do it. Afal Pishik, Kabbalos, even though it's a payment for the job, Adarab, that's exactly why, that's more Vespara. Tell me, even though it's a pay for the job, and certainly if it's not kibbutz, if it's by the hour, adarabe, kibbutz kitetetami. Once it's a payment for the job, that's more of his own contract that should be certainly shut down. When he's being paid by the hour, that's less. Mar says, you're right. Whether it's a job that was contracted out by the job in general or by the hour, still, loyasa, he should not perform that work. If his work was in the hands of others, meaning he already contracted it to others to do the work for him. Halachas b'veisli asa, they can't do the work at location in his house. B'veis achayas, if the work is being done at their location, at the people he hired out, that can be done even while he's in Avelis. They can do it. They can still do it even while he's in Avelis. Says the Gemara. Story time. Marian Braidrav. You know what? Let's pause over here. I don't want to run through this. Let's pause over here. We'll leave this for tomorrow. Have a wonderful.